Friday the 18th of April, Yud Gimel Nissan, Rabbi Yitzchok Firestone, the third Suda on Shabbos Erev Pesach.
We'll start off with generally speaking about a few Hagdomas, the halachas of Shalosh Shudas in general, and then we'll move on to Shalosh Shudas tomorrow on Shabbos Erev Pesach. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Sadi Aleph, in Dinei Shalosh Shudas, in Preface, says Zmano, the time of Shalosh Shudas normally, is Mishiyagia Zmano Mincha. In the afternoon, when Mincha time arrives, is Zmano Shalosh Shudas. The Hainu, Mishay Shoyes Umechto Lamala. From 6.5 hours in a day and onwards is the time of Shalosh Shudas. The Imah Saw Koydim Lachain, says the Mechaber, on a normal Shabbos, if somebody eats Shalosh Shudas before 6.5 hours into the day, he wants to be Mekayim with 3 Shudas at first, one in the evening, and one early morning, and one at 11:30 or 12 o'clock, is Loi Kaya Mitzvah Shudas Shlishis. So the Mechaber passes, he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Shudas Shlishis, so one's got to be Mekayim Mitzvah Shudas Shlishis, Shabbos Ba'acha Mincha, Shabbos afternoon. And if one eats it before, he hasn't been Mekayim the Mitzvah, and he still has to be Mekayim another Suda for Suda Shlishis in Shabbos Mincha. In other words, this is Mam. This is Mam for Friday night of Suda, Shabbos Taboika, and Shana Shudas. Mechaber later, in Sif Hei, another Gdom we need to know, in Sif Hei, Shaita Mechaber, Torech La Soifa Bapas. One needs to make Shana Shudas with bread. And here, there's a few shittas. That's the first shitta of the Mechaber. To be yet to the shlishis, one needs to wash and have bread. The yeshayim, sheyochel la'asoyse b'kol ma'achal ha'osui me'echad mechameishes mine dogam. One can be mekayim shalosh shudas from any food that's made from one of the 5 grains, wheat, oats, barley, spelt, rye, the 5 chamesh mine dogam, one can be mekayim shalosh shudas. Second, in other words, according to the second shita, one can be yet to shalosh shudas with a mezoinus or a cake. Yeshayim, third shitter, one doesn't have to have cake or bread. One can be yotza with things that normally come with bread, kibbutz of a dogim, like meat and fish, avalei bepeiros, fruit nuts. The yeshayim and the fourth shitter is da afilu bepeiros yochel la'asoyz. Shaka machaber, usvori yeshayim ikka. The first svar is the main view. Shetzorich la'asoyz of b'pas ele im kein husover beyotza. One has to be Mekayim Shalosh Shudas only with bread, unless he's extremely full, extremely satisfied, he can't. Then he can be Mekayim with the other shittas. The main halacha is, at the first shittas, Shalosh Shudas has to be Mekayim with bread. Hagon, now there are more ads on him, so my Hilcha Shabbos. Oy b'mokim she'iyah shalilech opas. Or, for example, one's not full, but one can't eat bread. When can one eat bread? Kegoyin be'er Pesach shechol liyas b'shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then in the afternoon one can't eat bread, because midirayis when I stop eating bread b'chatzos, and eat midirabonon 2 hours before chatzos, is therefore, in such a case, says the Ramah, one can be mekayim shalosh shudas with our things, with bosa, the dogim, amine peiros, or mezoinus. Now the Ramah, as the Segud Shitosei, the Ramah in Siman, Tof Mem Dalet, in Hilchos Pesach, comes the Ramah, and the Ramah also says the same thing. The Mechaber, in Siman Tov Mem Dalet, gives another Eitzah. The Mechaber in Siman Tov Mem Dalet says, Yud Dalet Shecholi is the Shabbos. If 14th day of Nisan falls on Shabbos, so what does one do? Boiz Kinelius Gimel, you check on 13th night of Nisan. Mevarim HaKoylif Nea Shabbos, you remove all the Chomets before Shabbos. Umeshayin Mozoin Beis Sudeh Zatzayach HaShabbos. One needs a little bread or food for 2 meals the Tzoyach HaShabbos. Why only 2 meals? The Sudas Gimel Mana Acha Mincha. Sudas Gimel Sudas Lishis after Mincha, like the Mechaber Pasim. Sudas Lishis in the morning. Ve'oz Eino Yochel HaSoyz Ve'loi B'matzo Ve'loi B'chomet. An afternoon you can't make it not with matzah, not with chomet. Chomet Avadanish. And to make Sudas Lishis with matzah is also offer. Why is it offer with matzah? Because it's necessary to eat matzah Ne'er Pesach. Shem Di Yerushalmi As Kala Oichel Matzah Be'er Pesach. Somebody who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if he lives with his arusa, somebody he's done kiddushin with and hasn't done mitzuin yet. That's how Meshulim compare. They say matzah on Erev Pesach is a sort of a nishtahi nishtahe, just like an arusa. An arusa has become ofta the kala oilim kulay, you've been a Kaddisha, you've done Kiddushin, and you can't live with her yet because you haven't done Nisuin, who are in Matzah and Erev Pesach, the same type of thing. Matzah and Erev Pesach, Chometz has become Osser on Erev Pesach. On the other hand, the mitzvah of Matzah hasn't yet been Chal, so we're like in between period, and therefore the Yerushalmi compares Kalaicha Matzah and Erev Pesach to the Boyle and the Sosibre Chometz, and the Rambam states, Malkin out of Makkah's Mardus. You get Makkah's Mardus from the Rabbonim from eating Matzah on Erev Pesach, a proper Issa. So on Kami Mekayim, Matzah also not. As Kaizu la Machaba, Elo be Matzah Ashira. The Machaba finds an Ikra. That you can be Makkah and Matzah on Erev Pesach with Matzah Ashira. What's Matzah Ashira? Matzah Ashira is something which our Ashkenazim don't have, I think some Sfarim they still have it. Matzah Ashira is a Matzah which Chilosa from the beginning is made with more ingredients than just flour and water. All our matzahs are flour and water only, lechem only. And the emesis of Medina de Gomorrah, there's such a thing called matzah ashira. In the days of the Gomorrah, you could add other ingredients to the matzah, and you could mix it in and make a type of cake, or fruit juice you could add in, or oil, or honey, or eggs. Egg matzahs are matzah ashira. You add this in. But we don't have matzah ashira nowadays, that I'm all going to say in a minute. We don't have matzah ashira because we're not sure, we don't have a mesoyah, we don't have a tradition on keeping it not chometzik. We know with flour and water it takes 18 minutes to make chometz, or at least 18 minutes to make chometz. We know under 18 minutes it can't become chometz. When you start adding other ingredients, then it can get dangerous because maybe it takes quicker, we're not sure how long it takes. We know chometz is the emes, it's something you can see, it's something tangible. You can test chometz in a laboratory, you can test when the shear of chometz, when it becomes chometz. Chazal at certain simonim, when it started to stretch, you can't echagob, chazal siddur, conceal, the Gemara Pesachim says they could see when something became chometz. So when they made Matzah Ashira, they could also see when it became Chometz. We don't have a Masoyah anymore, we do everything before 18 minutes. And therefore, Ashkenazim and Makrid not have Matzah Ashira also not. Svan do a tradition of Ishtar some sort, therefore they do eat Matzah Ashira on Pesach. But we don't have Matzah Ashira. So therefore the Mechaber says, you can Mekayim through the Shlishes of Matzah Ashira. Look there more. Of the Medinas, Eilu Shei Noegin Lechel Matzah Ashira. Our Medinas, we don't have Matzah Ashira. Yekayim through the Gimel, Yemine Peyes, Oy Bosavadogim. You can Mekayim to the Shishas, mean a Payas to Bosavadogim. So the Kitz, according to the Machaba, says you have Matzah Ashira, and the Ramah says, the Shitas we just spoke about, the same Ramah, in the afternoon you have Mekayim to the Shishas, with Payas, Oy Bosavadogim, because they're Kamon to Mereshah, the Aleph Siv Vav Bahakal. Is that the Ramah? It's interestingly, is the Emes is here, from this Sugya itself, from this Gemara, is the Emes, the Mahomach Lakis of Hilchah Shalashudas generally, is learned from this Gemara here. The Gemara in Pesachim, which is the Makor of this Mechaba, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara in Pesachim says, as the Rabban, being the Mishnah, as we leave over Mashayir Muslim based Sudas, one leaves over the amount of food and Erev Pesach Shachali is for Shabbat Muslim based Sudas. So here straight away the Rishonim start asking, why are you leaving over Muslim based Sudas? Why are you leaving Muslim based Sudas? What happened to the Sudas Shnishis? Is, look, there's a Shvei Yashia from Platz. Gashi says straight away, you don't leave over Sudash dishes, but Gashi, because if you leave over Sudash dishes, you can only eat in the afternoon. So Gashi, in the afternoon, man can't have Sudash dishes because it is Somach Lemincha, and Ava Psochem, Somach Lemincha, lo yoichon odo macha techshach, the first mission Ava Psochem. Man can't eat Somach Lemincha, because you've got to eat matzah at night with a geshmak. Gashi, there is Shvei, you can't eat after Mincha because it's Chometz. But these are Rashi on the side. But come on, that's Rashi that we give. The fact we class it, I'm not going to speak about it. But that's Rashi that we give. But it also says where Rashi Yehudi says over, as far as Sudash Lish has to be after Mincha. Comes the Ram, sorry, the Ram, before the Ram, comes other Yishoidim, let's say, the take on the race, the Hag, let's say, and Maram Chalava brings it down. And some people bring a Raya from here, from this Gemara, that Sudash Lishis, one cannot be Makayim in the morning. Two rounds. Well, round number one, you can't be Makayim Sudash Lishis in the morning. Why? Because if you could be Makayim Sudash Lishis in the morning, so why does the Gemara go along and say, as Muslim space Sudas, you should have to leave over Muslim Gimel Sudas and have two Sudas in the morning, as Ishna Maram Chalava. And my son is showing me the Yahav from here, that from this Gemara here, the fact that the Gemara only says, you leave over two Sudas, is an ayah, you can't be able to Sudash Lishis in the morning. Right, sir? Other Yishonim being another Raya. The being a Raya that you can be able to do the Shlishis with Mini Targima. So these two halachas we started saying this morning is both these halachas are the Raya from this Gemara here. How can you be able to do the Mini Targima? Because it says in the Gemara, Yishai, a Muslim based Suda, is going to be over Muslim of two Suddas, and there's no mention of a third Sudda. When are you Makarim a third Sudda, Taka, these are Shonim holding, Taka Makarim a third Sudda after Chatzos, you can't eat anything after Chatzos. Mizdachnan, you Makarim the third Sudda, the Mine, Targima. You can Makarim with other things, the meat, the fish, the fruit, is there how you can Makarim? Says the Maram Chalava, and that's the Mahalach of the Ram as well, basically. Says the Maram Chalava on Sochim, he says there's no Ra'ar from here. Because even though the Chatzchila, normally, could be when asking me Makarim Sudda Shlish with bread, and could be when asking me Makarim Sudda Shlish with Abir Alta Chatzos. But on Erev Pesach Heichad Deloy Efsha, where it's impossible, he says, could be you could be Makarim Sudda Shlish before, either you can Makarim with Nina Tagim in the afternoon, one. Or two, could be you have to be Mekayim Sudda Shlishis in the morning, spit up your meal, and have two Suddas, and even though generally with Mamad Paschim and Hasid Sudda Shlishis, the Acha Chatzos, but that's only Hecha the Efsha. Of Hecha the Loy Efsha Shami, and I should be Mekayim Suddas. Either Gemara says Mazen based Suddas, the Gemara says only the Rova Mazen for two Suddas. So then I have to Shkankasha. Because you're splitting up the morning Sudda into two, it's not, there's something called three Suddas. You're not going to eat more than you normally eat. What you'll do is, if you normally have three slices of challah, four slices of challah, you have for Shabbat Suda, so you have two for Suda Shaina, and two for Suda Shniyah. The modern is the same amount of modern you would normally leave over for base Sudas. Is that finished, say to Gemara, modern base Sudas? One hasn't got the rai from there, that one only eats two Sudas. Okay, it could be an Erev Pesach, Shacholiyah, for Shabbat, you go and split up the morning meal into two. And all you do is, you go along and you have the both Sudas in the morning, and the evening Suddha is called one Suddha, the morning Suddha is the second Suddha, which is split into two albeit, it's still got the name of Mazen based Suddha. So that's the Maram Chalava Shetha, and the Mishmur Taka brings down, as Hadar Yishonim, many Yishonim bring down, he brings, that one should try and be Mekayim if possible, the Suddha Shlishis in the morning, that means one washes, one benches, one waits a bit in between, because if one eats straight away, is a Shal of a Brocha, She'ena Tzricha. You go and bench to eat straight afterwards, it's a Brocha, She'ena Tzricha. And even though you think the Shem Mitzvah could be here, there's no Mitzvah, there's a Machalik, they're showing him whether there's a Mitzvah Shal Shuddha in the morning. But even at other times, you could, Taka, Efshe, go along and say, it's not She'ena Tzricha, because I need it for Shal Shuddha, so I need to do it. There's a Shitta, over here, it's worse than usually, because some people hold, Taka, you're not Machalik, it's not even a Mitzvah at all. So therefore, that's the Mishmur Yigdala Chatchil, if one can, if one has time, one should take a split up the morning Suddha into two, then to buy more, you have the same amount of bread as usual, but have half or Suddha Yishayin and stop, and then half of Suddha Shniyah, and that's the Shittah, to be used to those Shittahs of the Yishayin, which say that you are the Kayim Suddha Shlish in the morning. So far we have two Shittahs of Yishayin, but one of the Shittahs, and that's where the Machaba seems to go, that Shal Shuddha Shim Makar Domini Targima, and the Yishayin Taka are bringing a Raya from this Gemara here. The Poshup Shat is Gemara here. The Poshup Shat is you leave over Mazon based Suddhas. Why Mazon based Suddhas? Because the third Suddha is only after Chatzos. You can't be Yotah in the morning. And how are you Yotah the third Suddha? Taka with Minei Targima. And therefore you go along in the afternoon, you have two Suddhas, one at night, one in the morning. And in the afternoon you go along and you have some fish or some flesh or some fruit in the kind of mitzvah of Suddha Shlishis. And then in the second Shit in the Shainim is, as I'll be saying now, that even though generally one can't do this, but where there's Mokim Delei Epsha, you do split up the morning Suddha into two. Mazen based Suddha is Taka, the amount of food you normally have for two Suddhas, but the second Suddha you Taka split into two, so technically you're having three Suddhas. And then, in Yemen Yotze, Suddha Shlish is Azoi. And in the afternoon, once again, there's a Shonim say, also the Chatchele, some people say, Tavvin is Tagima, in case you're not Yotze, with the first Suddha. Abba Kaponim, that's the second Shit in the Shonim. I go to Chiddush Abba, which I saw once. And just last week I was seeing somebody learning, he showed me the Me'ili of the Zelbazach. I thought it was a Vesa Chedesh. I heard originally this thing in the name of the Rishna. As I heard the Rishna Gadok, as Shalash Shudas, Pesach Shacholi is the Erev Shabbos, it's a Shdok on Shalash Shidas. There's no Shalash Shidas at all. So, Chagamai is not fun. Hechazach, a Shdok on Shalash Shudas, no Chi of Shalash Shudas, also Geshendu. The Master, I saw Bodan, as long as Mephurish, Sayin, the B.R. Grove, brings it down. In Shulchan Aruch, and not only brings down Halacha, he brings down also B'Shem the Zohar Kodesh, and also it's brought down in the Me'iri Lecha, you'll see the Me'iri inside soon, and we'll see also the same Shetah, third Shetah, that there seems to be no Shalash of the Torah, Pasim Shalach on the Master, but then that third Shetah in the Shoyin. Fana Moedek of B'Agro, and the B'Agro learns off a place in Pesachim. The famous place in Sochem, which to be our girl learns a bit differently than I would normally learn. And the emes is, that's the emes of Pshat and Tosis. Normally when I learn Tosis, one learns it slightly differently. The first Tosis in Avot Tzochim, where Tosis discusses a famous kasha, the Mishnah says, Avot Tzochim somach lemincha lo yoichal. A man is not allowed to eat erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Shoah, serious after 10th hour, he can't sit down for a meal, in case he gets too full and can't eat the matzah. And the Gemara says, every erev Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same halacha. Fake Tosis, a poshta kasha. Fake Tosis, what's the Mishnah talking about? What meaning sit down to eat? So if you're talking about he's sitting down to have snacks and fruits and these things, before you should later, Hashamash Matzah the name of Ayim, you're not when you're serving the Shamash, the servant or the slave or the worker who's paying the food for say the night, he can taste the food, he can taste the meat and the fish and the delicacies of the night. You can taste it. So other foods are permitted. So Tosis, what's off? If you're gonna say Chomet, you can't eat Erev Pesach. If you're gonna say Matzah, you're not allowed to eat Pesach. So what's the mission saying? What food is the mission saying? One should not eat Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There's no possibility. If there's a matzah and chametz anyway, you can't eat. And other food you can eat.
Shouldn't be the one
who's
paying the food must be a
kohen. No, you eat a shamash. Are you ready Shabbos? Not Shabbos.
Normal
Erev Pesach. Normal Erev Pesach. So Tosis, what are we talking about? The Tosis, the Yeshloime, the Ayre of the Matzah Ashira. We're talking about here, the Mishnah is talking about Matzah Shira. In the days of the Mishnah, in the days of the Gemara, nobody asked for Matzah Shira, then you have to make Matzah Shira. So we're talking about Matzah Shira. Carries on Tosis, that I offer the Yerushalmi only acid, Ella the Matzah Ru'uya Lotz Vachay Vachay. The Yerushalmi that says Ossi Matzah Ere Pesach, the only Matzah which is Ossi the Ere Pesach, is such a Matzah which can be used to the Mitzvah Halayla. And even though Matzah Shira is Pesach, because it's not Chomet, so you can't be Makarim the Mitzvah Halayla of the Ere Pesach Matzahs only with Lechem. Oini. How do you say it in Tosis? So Tosis, v'chein ho yonoyeg Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam, minig was Tosis. What does Tosis mean in these words? Everyone explain. V'chein ho yonoyeg Rabbeinu Tam on Erev Pesach Shechol Yitzah Shabbos. He used to eat the Shabbos Shudas, Matzah, Ashira, before Shoah Asiris. That's how you learn Tosis. The Vilna Gaon says a bit differently. The Vilna Gaon says that Tosis doesn't hold so simple that one can eat Matzah Ashira on Erev Pesach. It's not such a simple thing. We're saying like off the top, you can eat matzah shira and pesach because you can't be yotze matzah's mitzvah matzah night. So the Tosis says the Vilna Gaon that the Tosis is bringing a raya from this Mishnah. The fact the Mishnah talks about erev pesach in the afternoon eating the suda. Which suda are we talking about? Which was stuck. It can't be chometz. It can't be matzah. It can't be peyot. Mizoch zan matzah shira is a raya from this Mishnah that one's allowed to eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. In other words, Tosis never knew before he learned this Mishnah that one could eat matzah shira on Erev Pesach. The svara would have been, the logic would have been, all matzahs off on Erev Pesach. Side the matzah which you can be eaten at the night, side the matzah which you're not going to in the evening. Side matzah lechem oini and side matzah shira. Melenta pa Mishnah, and the Mishnah says there's a din of a suda in the afternoon. So Tosis, and the Loshan, he learned Tosis again, the Loshan Tosis the Mishnah. He says, finishes off, v'chein, he then goes back to Yerushalmi and says the Yerushalmi is only talking about such a matzah which will give the chiyuv. But from here we talk about another chiyuv. Now I know this, I can understand the Bein Tam's minute. But without learning this Mishnah, like the Tosis learns, one could not the emes know that matzah shira would be more than Erev Pesach. Tosis brings the raya from this Mishnah. In other words, it's not so simple one can eat matzah shira and Erev Pesach. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's all in B.R. Gros, and the Tachman about a very short B.R. Gros here, Shachmet. The Rambam learns this mission differently. And it's more than also the Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam says this mission is not talking about the Suda. It's not talking about somebody who's washing Erev Pesach in the afternoon for the Suda, because that place is Kasha. Chomet you can't eat, and Matzah you can't eat. So the Rambam, what are we talking about? The Rambam says we're talking about Peiros, Yerokos, Vosta, Vadogim, Harbe. The Erev Pesach in the afternoon, after Shah Asiris, even fruits are offered. Either Gemara today to on, one can have payers, the Shamash can taste the food. The Gemara is talking later on, the Shamash eats a bit. Tell you the Ba'at, the Rambam says. Of the payers, Harbe is Otter. Halacha, an Erev Pesach is brought down, an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, one shouldn't even have payers, Harbe. That's the Emeshit of the Rambam. The Rambam learns this mission, an Erev Pesach, someone come in, and say, it doesn't mean one should eat a meal, it means one shouldn't eat payers, Harbe. So it's not going to go on, according to the Rambam. Not only is there a different pshat in the Mishnah, the whole raya from Tosis falls away. Because the whole raya from Tosis was Erev Pesach, Tzomach HaMincha, Le'yechol, Ma'achikevshah. The Gantz raya, then what we're talking about, Matzah Shira, is a raya, Matzah Shira is Mutter, on Erev Pesach. Taisa and fruit, there's no difference how much you mean. According to the Rambam, the Rambam's going on the Mishnah talking about Peter's harbor. You haven't got the proof anymore that Matashir is offer. Because the Mishnah is only talking about Peyret Haber. Matashir is Musa, sorry. And Matashir is Haka, stays offer on Erev Pesach. The Rambam on all matters offer on Erev Pesach. But the Vilna gone. If so, let's go back now to Shalash Shudas and Erev Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tamu held Matashir was Mutta. So Rabbeinu Tamu held Matashir is Mutta. So when the Chachamu and Machayev, you can say the Chachamu and Machayev to eat Shalish Shudas on Erev Pesach Shachalis B'Shabbos. The Rabbanu could have made a chiyuv. Why could the Rabbanu make a chiyuv? Because you're going to ask the Rabbanu what we're going to eat for Shalish Shudas. The Rabbanu will say, well, I can't eat anything on Shalish Shudas in the afternoon, like Machaba Paskin, and I've got nothing to eat. I'm like, Matashir, you can eat. So I can give you a chiyuv on Shalish Shudas. Zogdaba, if you hold, let's say, you can't eat Erev Pesach after Chatzai, you can't say you can't eat Shalish Shudas after Chatzai. That moves to showing the Paskin. Shalash Shudas is in the afternoon. And you hold, you can't eat Shalash Shudas from Mina Targima. You've got to have Shalash Shudas from Pas. It must be, there's no Chir, according to the Rambam, you can't eat Matashir also not on Erev Pesach. So what's that? It must be, there's no Shalash Shudas on Erev Pesach at all. And that's the Vilna Gaon said, he brings from the Ve'a Kodesh, the Roshan Ve'a Kodesh, as Suduzu Nitzchus Mikol Gatol. In the afternoon, the Russian Zayah Kodesh, as the Zayah Kodesh is Mashma, as on Erev Pesach Shachol Liyas the Shabbat, Chazal took away the mitzvah, they didn't make a mitzvah of Suda Shlishis the Chalal at all. So the new shift in the Rambam, the Rebbe Vilna Gaon builds it out. Since Matzah Shir is offer, since you've got Yishal Shudas after Chatzai, since you can't be Kakayim Shal Shudas in Mine Tagima, so if you put all these three shifts together, you're left with no Chiyav Shal Shudas and Erev Pesach Shachol Liyas the Shabbat. He left with nothing at all. He left with no chiyuv at all of Shalash Shudas. And the MS is, I used to think it was a Vilna Gaon, but someone showed me this week and I saw it last night the first time. It's on the Me'iri on there in Psochim. Very often you look at something, you find it in the Me'iri. You always find a chinesh because shit the Me'iri brings it on. And the Me'iri there in Psochim, Daf Yud Gimel, says, Zel Bazach, Mamish the same Lashon, came up and he says that there's no chiyuv of Shalash Shudas Shlish. Well, the Inyama should simsumu b'shir zeh l'shtei sudas. He brings them, he brings them out. The Gemara brings two sudas. But the Hutzker sudas shlishis, and he says, sudas shlishis einoi ela b'mincha. You can only be mekayim sudas shlishis mincha. Udachuyi hi b'yom zeh. It's pushed away, and this day it's pushed away. Mitoyach isa matzah l'dateinu. Because of the halacha of isa matzah according to our viewpoint. Now, what does he mean? You can't eat matzah, but you can eat matzah shira. The Masin Me'i also goes to this shita that all matzahs are in Erev Pesach. And the way the Vilna Gaon ends up the Rambam, sign matzahs off, now we know the Vilna Gaon, we can go back to Me'i. That every matzah is off, matzah shir. But after the shittas are achayim shematil the matzah, the our shittas that hold matzahs mutter, who holds matzahs mutter? Lachayim, he needs matzah shir. Then he is the chuyahi mikvoy yomtah, another reason, because it's yomtah tonight, and it's Erev Pesach, tamach lamelech alayezim, it's also pushed away. Then he brings the mash oizen haba ben eodem sh'at v'shachit mastikin obrocha. They split up in the morning. He says it's cholushu. It's a shvachadach. Of agapon, that's the shitta of the me'ili. So those are the three shitta of the Rishonim of Suda Shlish and Erev Pesach. You have the first shitta that mataka the mitzvah is in the afternoon b'mina ta'agima. That's the Ramal says. Then you have the Mishnah Berurah being down taka lechatchila. You want to be chosh for the other shitta and split up in the morning. That's halacha lemaaseh. Split up the Suda in the morning and have Mina Tagim in the afternoon to be used with everything. And Mina Tagim and Achatchila, as we're talking about the summer though, there's levels of what you should eat for Suda Shlishis. So those people that brok, for example, should eat, the Mishnah says, Knedlich. Knedlich you can eat because even though you can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach, it's only baked matzah. But matzah which has been cooked already is you can eat. So if you Knedlich for Shalash Shudas, your Makayim and Mitzvah, before Shal Asir, I'm talking about, you go along and you have your Makayim and Mitzvah on the Zaynus. And after this, if you don't brok, I've got the next best stage is to have meat or fish. The volume I'm a lot in a tapas. So if I'm washing in the morning, I have a little suda, and I can eat the main meal for 1:30, 2 o'clock, so you can have a normal lunch of a normal Shabbos suda. You can become Shabbos suda for that if he has it after Chatzos. Then I'm in Chalamala. And then the next stage is if I don't do that, one can be yotzer with the Yevad with payers for Shabbos suda. But those are the three shittas, the first shittah, and you've got some shittah to hold. It's like in Zayah, called the Shittah Zayah, and the Vilna Gaon brings down, now we found an Eir, Shittah Zayah as well, that this Shabbos is the Chuyim Mikol Vikol, there's no mitzvah Suda Shlishi Bechlal, and that's not mitzvah Pashtas of Gemara. Meshaya more than Shtei Sudas, I'm finished, two Sudas, and nothing else. Don't speak of Mini Tagima, nothing, there's only two Sudas, and nothing more. And so we'll finish with a vault on Agobah Shal Pesach. from the Kasha, the Biskarova, the Kasha, the story brought down in Agoda, as Meister, the Rosh Ben Azari, the Kiver of Tarfon, Shoholim Mutsum Ben Bnei Brak. They were sitting in Bnei Brak, and they were saying, Sapan Mesiv in Fram, Kol Oysa Alayla, Achi Giyu Talmidein, the Omer Ahem Rabbi Seymu, he gives man Kriya Shema Asha Shachis. So a lot of people asked the Kasha, why are Rosh Ben Azariah, who he paskens the mitzvahs of the night finished with chatzos, what was he doing sitting talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim until Alayz HaShachem? And there's various truths in him. He was in Bnei Brak, he was a Talmud of Bekiva, and therefore Ba'astra did Bekiva. There's lots of truths in this Kasha. The Biskirov goes and asks the Kasha a stage further. Biskirov asks the Kasha, what was it Bekiva himself and all the other people doing talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim after he gives the man Kriya Shema Asher Shachis, until the time of Kriya Shema Asher Shachis arrived? Kriya Shema Asher Shachis is later than Alayz HaShachem. Half an hour is Mashiach. You can't say Kirishma until you're Mayaki ben Tchelet Elovan or ben Tchelet Nakazi, that's the time after. So this girl, even if Akiva, what was he doing saying to later? Everyone asked the Beloz and Azariah, what was he doing past that place? But then he asked, what was Akiva doing later on? So there is truth in that Kash as well. No, is it? No, but it's Mashmah that God is telling you a reason. That God is trying to bring out how long they spoke about Yisrael Mitzrayim for. There's no way to speak about Yisrael Mitzrayim, so it's also not. So he's trying to illustrate we see they discuss it till the morning. As if, I'm not saying it's the reason being a mistake, they didn't see the time. I saw Pshat among the Rishonim, as Haggadah came out with all the Rishonim, Rebbe Ben Yochanan is a Gisa as Mitzvah Aleinu, Afilu Kona Chachomim, Kulon Nuvoinim, Kulon Nuzakeinim, Kulon Nuvoinim, Kulon Nuvoinim, Mitzvah Aleinu, Mitzvah Besiv Mitzrayim, Ad Chatzos. The Gisa in Haggadah. Says the Ibn Yaakov, we take out the word Ad Chatzos. Why? The Maestro, we pass himself Chatzil Chatzos, a little up there. He passed until Chatzos, that the Machaikas is how you pass him. But he passed, why do you take out the word Ad Chatzos? He says, if the Russian is there, Russian is an ancient Russian. Otherwise, the people will be sitting around, and they'll be, he doesn't say Russian, looking at the clock. They'll be thinking the whole time, Higir Chatzos, Lo Yigir Chatzos. And they won't be Mekan and Mitzah properly, he says. He said, what makes a mitzvah properly? Because if they're looking at when they're talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim and you give them a time with the mitzvah, the sabbath, and Ad Chatzos, is the whole Sibbi Yisrael Mitzrayim is done when there's a Bishkitah from Zegah. You look at the watch the whole time to do Yisrael Mitzrayim. So the Kli Yoker, when it says, V'chalamah b'lasab Yisrael Mitzrayim ha'ezim ha'shubach, it's not just in length. V'chalamah b'lasab Yisrael Mitzrayim is in quality. And when one talks about Yisrael Mitzrayim, one should be so involved in Yisrael Mitzrayim that one shouldn't realize the time's going by, I've already had the matzah before chatzos and everything, but we're talking about after Suda, let's say, after you've eaten your matzah and your morah, and you've been mekayem in the mitzvah of chalamah, but it's not this evening time, you should be so involved in the mitzvah, I shouldn't realize the time. So, Ibn Azari is very good, the kasha, the riskarab as well, the chitak to enter him. That matzah, Ibn Lezer, it says in the chalamah, but it's not this evening time, harizim ashubach. We take out the word of chatzos. There's no, you can't be ma'ad ad chatzos, because when you're ma'ad, you see the time, you're such a quality, you're so involved in the season of time, and you shouldn't really look at the clock and know the time is going by at all. And that's what the Haggadah is bringing out good. So ma'ad ad b'lezer b'shur v'lozim azayr v'kibar v'tafim, shayim asum ben leibrak, that it's enachanabah, they weren't mekana mitzvah later. But that proves that the mitzvah which they were doing at the right time, they were so involved in the mitzvah, they didn't realize the time was going over. And thus the ikkar ma'ad ad chatzos the season of time, not only in quantity, also in quality of the season of time. That one's so involved in the mitzvah, the ma'ab is an eichet of Yisrael Mitzrayim, one doesn't realize the time is going over. And that's for the Baal HaGadah Zogon. And maybe you can't have the kasha, this is called kasha made up of emphasis. It's very good. Why he went over the time after Mitzvah Taket. He did go over the time. Taket was a mistake. And we want to bring out from there that one should be so involved in Yisrael Mitzrayim that even one goes over the time, that it shows the first time that during the time, the mitzvah was Mekuyim with a ganzer ganzkeit. And the Eivishas Helton, we should be Zoycha Taket, with Pesach still, to be Oichel Menazvachem Menazvachem, to be Kaimel Be'et Mitzvah Zerichtet. Amen.